Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Phenomenal guest today. I'm very excited because nail care is an area of wellness that I have been really meaning to tap into, and I can't think of a better guest than the one that we have today. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the co-founder of CND, Jan Arnold. Welcome to the show, Jan. I'm so honored to be hosting you.
Thank you so much for having me to talk about my favorite subject, nails.
I'm such a huge fan of your work. I mean, you've really pioneered the space, and I feel like, you know, this is, like I said, there couldn't be a better guest than you to really kick off this area of wellness for us, because, you know, I'm not going to lie, I have a lot of questions about nail health in general, you know, just overall as a consumer. And so I can't wait to dive into your journey, but I really want to get started with you telling us about your career and how it all began, and, you know, what really led you to taking the dive into this area and all the good stuff?
Yes, well, thank you so much. My journey in nails actually began a little over 43 years ago, if you can believe it, a long, long time ago. And this was back in the late 70s. I had a very ambitious father who was a full-time practicing dentist, but he also had a degree in organic chemistry. And growing up as kids, there were 5 of us, my dad always had a laboratory in the garage. And after he left his patients at the dental office, he would go into his laboratory. And I remember as a younger kid, he would come up with his own mouth rinse and his own toothpaste, and he was developing lotions and potions. And, you know, thank goodness he had 5 children, because we were his guinea pigs. He would test products on us. But he never, ever took anything to market until 1979. He was in his dental office, had a fabulous patient in the chair. She happened to have been a nail professional back during that time, and she smelled the monomer and the polymer that my dad was using to create a temporary crown for one of her teeth. And she said, "Dr. Nordstrom, this smells so similar to the material I'm using to sculpt nails, to extend length, to add shape." Now, back then, it was a very crude, let's say, single-link polymer that was being used in the nail industry. And she said to him, "It dawns on me, if you're creating beautiful teeth that, you know, look harmonious in color, they can withstand the biting and chewing, I would imagine whatever you're using could into the nail industry. And I want something that's clean and white, non-yellowing, resilient, tough, strong, and intrigued."
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's innovation. And that's what, honestly, that is the essence of, like, why I love beauty so much, Jan, honestly, because I feel like consumers don't understand the amount of, like, true innovative science, you know what I mean, that's gone behind these discoveries. So that's phenomenal. That's so interesting.
It is so phenomenal. So the continuation of this story is, my dad said, "Why don't you give me a little sample of what you're using now? Let me go into my laboratory," which he did. And it was really quite phenomenal, to your point about science, like science is at the root of everything we do in beauty. And when he put the cured monomer and polymer under a microscope, what he found is that all the molecular chains went in a singular or linear direction. Hence the reason she was getting breakage and yellowing. She would have to pile this material on thick so it didn't even look natural. You know, that was back in the late 70s. Fake nails looked fake. And my dad said, why don't we do this? Why don't we cross-link the molecular chains? Because then we've got toughness, resiliency. It will act as a filter from UV light. It will go on thin and natural. It will give and move with the movement of the nail plate. And his theory, he produced all the paperwork for a patent. Back then, patents processed a little more quickly. And lo and behold, he was able to get a patent on the first ever cross-linked polymer resin. And that's when he said, okay, I've got a decision to make. I'm a full-time dentist. I have 5 kids. I have this patent. What am I going to do? So he sat the 5 of us down and he said, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is I have this amazing discovery, this incredible patent. I think it will really take the nail industry to the next level. But the bad news is I already have a career. I don't really want to start another business. So who among you might be interested? And so my brother and I said, you know, it sounds intriguing. For me, at that point in time, I had been born with horrible nails, like ski jump, thin, weak. And so I was actually wearing nail enhancements at the time. So I could relate to the technology. I loved the transformation that this acrylic substance could lend to my hopeless nails. And my brother was actually in pre-med school with a finance minor. So there you have a company in the making. You've got the chemist, you have the business mind and the science mind, the connection to finance, and then you have the artist mind, which is mine. And I could relate to the material, the objectives behind the product. And so my dad said, I'm going to make you a deal. I will give you the patent. I'll give you this formulation, but I won't give you money to start a business. So if you believe in it, I will educate you. I'll teach you on, you know, the technology and the science, but you guys have to go to a bank, get a loan, and get real. And sure enough, that's what my brother and I, we went to a banker, and I look back on that naivete is so bliss, because I took the liquid and powder. I learned I have a degree in art. I learned that taking the substance, creating this beautiful work of art on a nail to transform the look of the nail was almost like doing a magic trick for the banker. And he was blown out. And I don't know if he gave us a loan to get the smell of the substance out of his office or if he really understood the potential. But all that matters is we got the loan. We started, we got a little facility. And with my dad as chemist, myself as marketing and education lead, my brother as more the manufacturing and banking partner, look at the triad we had to launch a brand new business. It was amazing. It was like destiny, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so like, it's ironic, but it doesn't surprise me at all that, you know, it like all of the the ingredients for making this beautiful company were right there. I just like, the innovation, just like the science part of it. Everything that was needed to create this innovation was right there in your father's mind and then his own laboratory, whether it was through the dental work he was doing or not. I mean, I just think the best things are created like this. So that's a wonderful story, Jen. I love it.
And what was so amazing also is my father's tie to dentistry, because when you think about the process of putting a polymer or a filling or a crown on a tooth, it's got to be delivered in a sanitary way, very methodical, very precise procedures. And it was that expertise that my father had in dentistry that we were able to tap into to provide application protocols, sanitary procedures. This really launched for the nail professional a new standard of professionalism, attention to detail, and even artistry, where not only are you looking to get the substance to adhere beautifully to the keratin in a protective manner, never destroying the natural nail, but you want the nail to look real. You want it to flatter or transform the look of the natural nail. So I feel very, very blessed that tapping into the excellence that my father had in dentistry, like all of those gifts, innovation, science, and as well as the delivery of the product, was so very incredible. And I have to add, I only had that mentorship for 2 years before we lost my dad of a major heart attack. And so we had 2 short years in the very early makings of CND to tap into his brilliance. But I feel like the lessons learned, the philosophies of science, the whole mentality of honoring the nail professional, really putting them up on the pedestal as our partners in delivering something extraordinary to the consumer, were all instilled by my dad. And those are principles I still practice today, 43 years later. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. And honestly, I feel like it's not just something like, in terms of just, oh, well, here's a new era for like nail art. It's also this understanding of like, bringing, like you said, organic chemistry and bringing real science to the general public. I mean, that's like, I think one of the biggest for me, contributions of, like these kind of discoveries, is that you're obviously working here in a realm where there are consumers from every background, every sub-discipline, you know what I mean, interacting with these products. And then for them to also get this little bit of science that just, or not even a little bit, it's actually very, sophisticated science and technology, and they're getting exposed to it. It's like a evolution of humanity in a lot of ways. So, his contributions are far more than we can even talk about here, because, to be able to do that as a scientist, as an educator, as a professional, I mean, that is truly profound. So I in memory of him, I think he has truly left behind a wonderful legacy, and that you've carried forward so beautifully. So yeah, I
Thank you. Thank you for that. And that honestly was the inspiration for us as we then moved on after we lost my dad. We knew that we can't educate what we don't innovate. And we've got to continue our commitment to innovation. Luckily, we knew several of his chemist friends. Today in Vista, California, where my office is, we have the preeminent, most important world-class laboratory of its kind dedicated to the science and innovation of nails. So we are still laser focused. We have 7 amazing chemists. We have a lab salon and an entire team dedicated to finding that next new innovation, breaking down the science, calibrating the products for excellence. And I would say one other legacy that really drives this entire team is one of the principles my dad always preached, which is we always honor the substrate of the natural nail, meaning we never want to destroy that natural substrate in attempt to elongate or transform or decorate or, you know, illuminate. It's always like nail health, nail protection, and really caring for the nail is paramount in any discovery, any new material. You know, it's that's number one for us. And that's another way that science really pays off, because we can find the right ingredients, the right way to achieve adhesion, the proper methods of removing a surface, you know, and really training, empowering the nail professional with the intelligence to make the right choices for our salon clients. So it really goes like all the way full circle.
Right. No, absolutely. And I completely, you know, I can completely see exactly what you mean. And I think it's also important for, you know, people to understand, just consumers, you know, where you had mentioned keratin, and keratin is a fundamental structure found in, you know, nails, obviously, but also hair, you know, and skin. And so this is something that it's not just, you know, important for us to understand in terms of nail health. It's also important for us to understand how nail, you know, like innovation and this kind of discovery is translating into the other realms, you know, that we care about, that, you know, there is so much overlap in the human body that we have to, you know, really kind of open our minds and the idea that, you know, this, obviously you're expanding your own, you know, subdiscipline here, but you're also like adding so much information to the entire beauty community, the entire, you know, community that utilizes these kind of molecules to build upon. So that's, it's a huge discovery, you know, and it's a huge, it's a huge thing that we've accomplished here that you're talking about, because, you know, we can learn from it for hair care, for skin care, for nail care. I mean, there's so many different areas, you know, that it touches upon. So I find it to be
totally.
Yeah. Now I want to ask you though, you know, honestly, Jen, I think one of my biggest questions for nail health has been this, what you had mentioned it before, was this idea of when people go and get, for example, acrylic nails, they have that thinning that occurs, you know, of the natural nail bed. And there is that, you know, just deterioration and overall like strength of the natural nail. So I would love to hear your, I guess the 101 about that for all of us who really don't know that and what we should be really looking out for and, you know, understanding when we're approaching fake nails and getting acrylic nails.
Yeah, no, it's a really important question, because when you look at ways to enhance your nails, we now have evolved from the acrylic category to now the hard gel category. There's another category of gel called soft gel. We have builder in a bottle gel, and we have gel polish. So it is amazing in the last four decades how the coating opportunities have evolved, how the science has become so sophisticated. And what we've learned is if you look at the natural nail plate, it is layers of dead keratin. It's not a living structure. It's layers of dead keratin that emerge from the nail matrix. Little cells in the nail matrix grow out and under the cuticle area. They open and they become a new layer of this dead substrate. Now, in between the layers of keratin are spaces and voids, so it's a quite porous unit. But if you think about the time that the new cell comes out from under the cuticle to where it grows to the very edge of your nail, it's about a 3-month journey. And it can be a precarious journey if your nails are left uncoated, because these layers, they're dead. It's almost like a brick wall where you've got the brick and then you have the mortar. In the case of the nail, you have the layer of keratin, and in between the mortar is like proteins and cysteines, but it's a very porous unit. So that whole unit needs to be cared for. It needs regular attention. Let's say, you know, if you're wearing gels or gel polish, every 2 weeks, a visit to the salon to control nail length, to take a look at how the nail is doing. You want to condition that unit with a lightweight oil every single day to make sure that the entire coating and natural nail stays resilient and flexible. And then the most important thing is to keep those layers coated. And that coating could be a simple layer of clear nail polish all the way up to an acrylic coating based on the need of the natural nail. Now, in my case, I mentioned I have super thin, weak kind of ski jump nails. I inherited them. Thank you very much. And so I've worn acrylics, it seems like my whole life, because I need the strength and the hardness from an acrylic. But if I were to remove my acrylics, I will stand here and tell you that my natural nails will be unchanged from my natural condition, because I go to a beautifully trained nail professional who knows how to rebalance my nail without destroying the natural layers that have grown out in that 2 week period. And the same is true now with all of our methods of coating. They can be refined down to a thin coating, rebalanced, almost like the analogy would be like hair color, when every 3 weeks you would go and get your roots done. The same is true with any nail coating. You go back into the nail professional, they thin out the existing coating without touching that natural nail. Then they replace the coating up to the cuticle line to rebalance the entire unit, and you're good to go for another, call it 2-3 weeks. So if done correctly by a trained nail professional, and that nail pro needs to also get the client engaged. You know, as a client, I know that I can't be picking at my coating. I can't, out of a nervous habit, be trying to pry my coating off. Like, I have a role to play in nail health as well. But my job as a client, if I'm using my solar oil as an example, every day, these lightweight oils go through the coating down into the natural nail plate, and the entire unit stays resilient and flexible. It stays tough and protected. So bottom line, you know, the best way to have long-term, healthy, beautiful nails, number one, care, get a regimen of care. That might be 2 weeks for you. For me, it's 3 weeks, every 3 week appointment. Professional, find that beautiful professional who is up to date on the latest education with all of the coatings. And number two is to keep those nails conditioned. You know, not only the coating, but the keratin itself. You want to keep that nice and resilient, not brittle and dried out. And then number three, the 3C is, you know, the proper coating. And every nail type has a perfect coating for that nail type based on A, you know, how the nail looks, B, your lifestyle, and C, your maintenance schedule. And that's where partnering with a great nail pro, you know, you do that sort of analysis, you make an agreement on what that service is, and then you live your life with joy with fabulous, beautiful nails without concern of damage. And that was a lot to unpack, Ekta. So I don't know if all of that made sense.
It did. And you did a great job of giving us that 101. That's really honestly what I wanted, Jen, was this basic understanding and the fundamentals, because, you know, you really gave us a lot to think about here, which is, you know, even when we're talking about, for example, nail type, I didn't even know about that, you know, and these kind of, this is so helpful because, you know, my goal is always for us to always approach our professionals, whether that's nail care, hair care, skin care, and expect them to know what to ask us, you know what I mean? And for us to be, as consumers, listening for those questions, because, you know, if your nail care professional is not asking you, you know, fundamental questions, then you might want to rethink who you're visiting and why you're visiting them, you know, and, you know, these are the things that really help. So, no, it was great.
Well, and I always like to say that when, like, of course, being in the nail industry for 43 years, I'm the person that sits in the restaurant or goes to the market and or goes to yoga, and I'm always checking everyone's nails out. Yeah. And, you know, I think it kind of falls into three kind of big categories. Number one, there are people who were just born with incredibly blessed nails. Nice, thick keratin, beautiful, long nail beds, you know, nice, hard keratin. And those people, like when it comes to how to protect those nails, they're the lucky ones that can put a layer of clear nail polish or even a gel polish and go a couple of weeks with gel polish, and they wear that perfectly. It looks great. They have great shapes. Good for them. That's their solution. But then the next category would be nails that I would say are more challenged. Like, let's say your nails are more of a fan shape, or they're on the thinner side. Maybe you notice that they peel and chip from the free edge. Those are challenged nails that wear gels beautifully. I would say either a hard gel like our Brisa gel or a softer gel like our Plexi gel. And that's where the Nail Pro will determine, do you need a harder gel or a softer gel? But the trademark of gel enhancements is that they are tough. They're not hard, they're tough. Meaning they have a combination of both strength and flexibility. So on challenge nails, let's say you lift weights or play pickleball or surf, you know, you're going to want a coating that works with your lifestyle, that gives and moves and is resilient with the pressure, your daily rigors. And then the third category is me. I have cursed nails, like cursed, inherited, my whole family has them, and I need the big, you know, the strongest option of all, which is liquid and powder acrylic. It's the hardest, it's the strongest, and it's the most transformational. So isn't it interesting that based on your nail type, as well as like what you do in life, you know, how much pressure do you put on your nails? There is now a technology category for every one of those types, from blessed to challenged to mine cursed. And it's really, it's exciting because that's the goal of both an intelligent consumer salon client as well as a great nail professional, is to analyze, you know, where do my nails fall? What kind of nails do I really have? You know, what is the best solution for me? I think also what plays a role here is how long you want to wear your nails. Sometimes I see cursed nails where the enhancements are way too long and it cantilevers off the edge of the fingertip and is overkill for what the natural substrate can support. So that's another point of analysis, is your fashion preference. And now, is there a way to the will? Absolutely. But that's where it gets science driven, you know, where the nail pro can say, okay, you want longer nails, you've got cursed natural nails, let's put together a combination that we think will work for you. And maybe the first option doesn't work perfectly. So next time you go in for a rebalance, let's tweak it a little. Maybe we have to shorten them just a little. But that's the beauty. It's sort of like hair color. You know, it's true science where you're working with the chemistry and the natural keratin to find that magic combination. And for me, I have to be honest, 43 years in the business, that's what excites me more than anything, is finding that matchup, finding that solution for every single client out there. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, honestly, I want to get your opinion, because there are so many people who, you know, they look at nail art and it's either like a hit or miss. You know, for me growing up, I think I got my nails done like for homecoming and prom and stuff. And it was like special occasions. But I had girlfriends who, like, you know, they absolutely every 2 weeks, like you said, you know, no matter what, they had to go. And it's a preference. But at the same time, it's like the education is so important in this area. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, there are a lot of you know, consumers out there that do go for the longer lengths, right, with nail enhancements. Yeah. And I wonder, you know, when it comes to hygiene and taking care of them in terms of maintenance, like, what are some things that you think we really need to know? Because I feel like that's the area that's really missing. Because, you know, yeah, I'll go on to TikTok and I'll see these women that have these, they're beautiful. Don't get me wrong. The nail extensions are beautiful and the artistry is beautiful. But I always wonder, like, how do you take care of that? You know, how do you maintain that? So, like, key hygiene components that we should know about when it comes to nails, you know, like when you do get the enhancements and you are like just everyday routine life, you know, especially with, you know, day in and day out kind of stuff, like what are some things that we really need to be mindful of, or, you know, specific products that you think we should all have, you know, for caring for the hygiene aspect?
Absolutely. It's such a good question. Well, my number one mantra in terms of wearing extraordinary nails, like let's say you want to push length, or you want to go for a fashionable stiletto shape, or you want to go with 3D nail art. Like if you really want to push the extraordinary, you have to remember to treat your nails like jewels, not tools. So if you're going to wear extraordinary nails, you are not pulling nails out of the wall with your fingernails. You're not using it in the kitchen as a tool. You really have to treat them as the jewels they are. I mean, you think about it, they're an investment. They're a fashion statement. So you have to use your hands a little differently. You have to treat them in a very special way. Number one is stay to your regimen. If you're on an every 2 week rebalance and, you know, redo of the art, don't miss that appointment. Every 2 weeks, you've got to go in. And I find, you know, we're in the middle of summer now. In the summertime, your nails grow faster. So I find I usually go every 3 weeks, but boy, at that 2 week mark, I'm noticing I have more growth in the summertime. So I have to be extra careful, you know. Also, there's always the temptation if you're under stress. I'm here in California, get stuck on the freeway and you want to ravage your cuticles, or you want to start picking at your nails. You really need to break that habit, treat them as jewels. And then every single night, solar oil is the magic product that absolutely everyone needs to maintain gorgeous, resilient nails. The beauty of solar oil is the main ingredient is a very lightweight jojoba oil. It's very, very light. So it goes through the coating, which the coating has little tunnels that you can't see. It's microscopic. That's how we remove the coating in the case of gels or gel polish. So when you apply oil, that jojoba will go through the little micro tunnels of the coating with cumulative every night use. And I recommend putting your oil on right before bed. So you're, you know, the kids have already had the bath, dishes are done, you're cared for. Put that oil on, and while you sleep, jojoba goes in and it takes vitamin E deeper than what E can go alone. We also have sweet almond oil in the formula, as well as rice bran oil. But the two key ingredients are jojoba and E, penetrating the coating, going deeper and deeper every time you use it, so that eventually your natural nail and your coating are working together, resilient under duress, and preventing the layers from drying out, preventing brittleness, and encouraging, you know, beautiful, flexible wear. I also think a really, like, a beautiful hand lotion, keeping not only the nail, you know, the nail is attached to your hand. So you want a great lotion. We have one under our Pro Skincare line, which is our hydrating lotion, and it features a prebiotic complex. And I find if you use it every day, you're really feeding the microbiome on the surface of the skin of the hand, which gets so abused, right? We're washing more, hand sanitizers. If you're driving a car, it's exposed to sunlight. So I think, you know, a good lotion with prebiotics really makes a visible difference. So to recap, it's treat your nails as jewels, not tools. Commit to a regular maintenance schedule, whether that be 2 to 3 weeks. I wouldn't go beyond 3. Use your nightly solar oil to keep nails resilient and conditioned. And a beautiful hand lotion like our hydrating lotion featuring prebiotic complex to keep that microbiome really strong and lovely and healthy. Same with the feet, for sure.
I really love that you broke that down, because honestly, that's something that, you know, you really hit the nail on the head, no pun intended, you know, because the idea of this, you know, constant hand washing, I mean, I am definitely in that field, you know, healthcare workers out there, you guys know, we are constantly washing our hands, and the amount of damage that occurs is so ridiculous, you know, like, it's like, sometimes I look at my hands and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know how people go without lotion, you know, hand lotion. Like I really don't understand it, because for me, it's like in my coat pocket, like I've got like 15 of hand lotion. So I think it's really important that, you know, you guys have, you know, CND has come out with a formula that is rooted in this, you know, microbiome, you know, I guess stage, because that's really the important factor, especially with, like, you know, Jan, you had mentioned it, you know, in terms of like, we're stripping the microbiome, and that's very detrimental, you know, for our facial skin health. I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time when it comes to face care, you know, but then when you're thinking about it, what, you know, it's not nearly as talked about for hand care where it should be, because that's literally where you're stripping the most bacteria from, even though we're the most cautious there. And we're, you know what I mean? We're always like taking precautionary measures. I mean, sometimes it can go a little overboard, and to be able to rebalance that, I mean, that's really, from what everything you've told me, that's the name of the game, is this, is maintaining balance, maintaining healthy balance for your nails, for your hands, for everything. So I love that. I love how you like explain that to us.
Yeah. And I think, you know, everything we reviewed, from your nail protocol to the care of your hands and arms, this is the new daily regimen that every human being needs to adopt. I find it very interesting that a lot of people are very attentive to their face and their neck care as, you know, a major concern of skincare. But when you think of the hands and the arms, the feet and the legs, the amount of territory that that covers. You know, it's really a daily regimen that we need to adopt. And, you know, and if you do proper nail and limb care, if you will, it's preventative, you know. I would say also making sure that that sunscreen is constantly, you know, beautifully applied on the hands and arms in particular. But yeah, I mean, we think of our daily beauty regimen, it's got to include these other body parts.
Absolutely. And I love that that's really, you know, like your whole skincare range is really focused on this, you know, this is this idea of like not nail, but like hand care and foot care. Because, you know, let's think, if we're really honest, you know, we as human beings, I think we've consumer wise, we've come to the understanding that like both men and women need to take care of our skin. You know, it's an organ, it's not a gender thing, it's not a, you know, like a grouping. We all have skin. And I think even the men out there that might be listening in, or the husbands that might be listening in, you know, this is important for you guys too. You know, you got to take care of your skin, and especially on the hands and the feet, because those are the areas that are the most exposed and we're doing the most literal work with, you know, if you think about it. I mean, we have so many products, like for your face, for example, you know, Jan, for like exfoliating or like, you know, smoothing over or protecting, but it's like, I never see anything come out for hands or feet or, you know, just these areas that are constantly exposed. So that just makes me like, you know, even more so be like, well, here we go. You know, C&D is a leader in this area. This is something that, you know, you guys have literally studied for, you know, so long, and you're creating products that are really suited for every consumer. So for everyone listening, you know, definitely check out the brand, because I cannot stress enough how important it is for you guys to be taking care of your hands and your feet, because this is, you know, when you have cracking of skin anywhere in your body, you're becoming prone to infections, you're becoming prone to damage that goes way deeper, like into dermal layers, you know. I mean Jan, you know it's like it's a plethora of things.
Yes. That you're,
so it's, you know, it's very, very important. And I think the messaging here, it goes far beyond just like, you know, nail care and whatnot. It's really about your health. And so I really urge everyone listening, you know, definitely pay some mind to that aspect of your health. But
absolutely. Thank you, Ekta. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wanted to...
No. Actually, I had a little glitch. The call dropped. So I'm glad I'm back.
Oh, welcome back. Yeah, no, I did. We didn't notice at all, actually. But
Thank you. No, I love the recap you just provided. It's, you know, it really is true that I guess it sort of depends on how our parents guided us through our initial beauty routines. I do remember my mom sitting with my sisters and I when we were very young doing manicures every Sunday. The boys would do yard work and we would work on our nails. So I sort of grew up with this discipline of attention to nails. And my mom came from the Marilyn Monroe era and Elizabeth Taylor era, where her nails were always perfectly done, matching her lipstick, you know? So I really grew up in awe of beautiful nails.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like, you know, that era needs to return. I really do believe that. I'm absolutely obsessed with, you know, especially I feel like they've kind of maintained that in South. I don't know if you agree, but, you know, Southern women are very good about keeping good care of their nails, and it's always matching, you know, their lipstick. And
the South, and I have to thank the music industry, who are so experimental with nail design and nail enhancement. And, you know, I think they've really embraced the creative side of our industry as a form of self-expression. And, you know, when you think of nails, they really are 20 fashion accessories that you can have a heyday with. I mean, you know, when it comes to hair color, if you go too crazy with color, it can lead to damage or breakage. But with nails, every 2 to 3 weeks, you're free to express in a different way. Try a new color, try a new design, and it becomes a part of your overall fashion statement. And, you know, I think we have to thank innovations like our own C&D Shellac, which was the first ever gel polish, where, you know, all of a sudden we came out with it in 2010. It crashed our website. It literally changed and wore their nails, because now they could get their have a perfect lacquer layer of color. 2 to 3 weeks on the 21st day as the day you got them done, and then each removal with no nail damage. The yeah. other when you
oh, you're breaking up a little bit, Jen.
Oh, it's pro only. You the nail puts a layer on, you cure it. That little top film during curing can attract glitter and gems and paint. And, you know, shellac really took nail to the next level of possibility.
Right. No, I remember when it first, like when I first heard of it, I was just like in awe, first of all, you know, just as somebody that I'm not even in, you know, a huge nail person, but like, I was just like, whoa, this is so cool. Like, I can't wait to learn about it. And I remember it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and everyone was talking about it, and it was everywhere in the media. And I know, I mean, you guys have always been revolutionizing just nail care, you know, like it's crazy to me that, you know, the innovation keeps coming and coming. And so that really is one of my, it's my round out kind of question for you, Jan, is this, you know, what is next for C&D? I know that, you know, you are very busy and you have so much on your plate, but, you know, what is the next step? I mean, is there something in the works or something we should look forward to?
Nice. No, it's a great question. I'll tell you something that we are really hyper-focused on, and that is materials, whether they be in the acrylic family or in the gel family, that have crystal clarity. And it sounds simple, me saying crystal clarity, but we're talking about completely clear, no bubbles, no chance for discoloration, so that when we're doing extravagant art or when we're delivering a nail enhancement, you can actually encapsulate gems and jewels. You can create nails that literally look like crystals. And, you know, from an R&D scientific perspective, it's very, very difficult science. We do have within our Plexigel range, we have a product called Shaper that we've achieved this beautiful crystal clarity. And it's unbelievable how chic, how beautiful. I think of brides. I think of people maybe who don't want to wear bold color, who can wear the, like, beautiful negative space designs. But for 3 weeks, those nails stay so clean and so clear. It's really exciting. The other thing that we're always working on is how to elevate the adhesion of our coating products, but also, if it's time for the client to change services or try something new, removability, which is on the opposite scale of adhesion, that removability is easy and flawless. Nail health, everything we think about, bottom line, goes back to nail health. We are the keepers of really protecting the keratin. So that's another objective. How do we elevate nail health? How do we practice the three C's, the care, condition, coat, over long periods of time, helping the client you know, achieve those perfect 20 fashion accessories with freedom, with flawless appearance, and beautiful wear. I mean, nails should be nothing but a joy after all. And that's our mission. It's our tiny little mission to deliver upon that.
I love it. And I'm really excited about the crystal clear formula that you're innovating here. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be so cool. It sounds amazing.
It's amazing. We'll have to get together with one of my top pros and give you a set of crystal nails. You will love them.
I would love it. I'd be like staring at them the whole time, like for 3 weeks straight.
They are an obsession. I have to admit, every time I get my nails done, I have a phenomenal nail pro here in San Diego. I'm currently, I'll have to send you a photo of my nails. They were done with shellac gel polish in a Mondrian art style. So I literally have Mondrian paintings on every nail.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yes, please send me a photo. Oh my gosh.
They're amazing. But, you know, I'm into 2 weeks. I've got my next rebalance next week, and I'll cry to give up my Mondrians. But I have to admit, like, looking at them, it's such a joy to look down. They make me smile. They make me happy. Like, that's really what nails should do. There's such a part of our self-expression and style, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everyone I know that, you know, really enjoys having, you know, just beautiful nail art done or getting that, you know, routine manicure. It is. We're all, I think we can all relate to that, you know, regardless of how big of an aficionado you are in the nail care industry or, you know, in general, like we all love it. It's this part of self-care that I feel like is not talked about nearly enough. And I think, you know, we all had that moment of getting our nails freshly done and just looking at them, you know, and just being like, oh, I feel better. Oh, you know, yeah. So part of you feels better.
And then it's time to party or at least go out.
Yes. Go do something fun, you know, the momentum.
Exactly.
Going. Yeah. No, I mean, Jen, and beyond an honor hosting you. You are so knowledgeable and such a legend in this area. I mean, I can't say enough good things about C&D. Thank you so much for all of the insights you've brought to us during just this 1 hour. I would love to have you on anytime your schedule allows, you know, just to learn more from you because you're just so, you have so much knowledge. So if you're ever free, I would love to, you know, have you back anytime.
Oh, it would be fun. We could do a deep dive on all these amazing categories of science. And I can tell you're a science nerd. I love that.
I know. I really am. I'm like the biggest science nerd ever. But I feel like that's where beauty is like, you know, it's so cool, right? It's like we get to have fun and be science nerds and just learn. And I just love it, you know, and it's innovators like you and your brand that really kind of, for me, keep it interesting. And honestly, like the industry, it's interesting to me because of the science. I know a lot of our listeners they feel the same way. So if you're tuning in and you know, you liked everything and you liked learning from Jan as much as I did, definitely go check out C&D Nails, find a pro that carries the brand and a salon that carries the brand and just, you know, go have fun. You know, enjoy yourself.
Good message, Ekta. What a delight and pleasure to be with you and all of your listeners. And I would love to do it again. So much fun.
Wonderful. Well, that's great news. And for everyone listening, definitely give us some comments, some feedback on this episode. If you have any questions for Jan's team, definitely leave them in the comments section. I'll pass them along. But this has been so fun, and I will be back next time.
Thank you, Ekta.
You're so passionate about what you do. You do such a great job. You're always right on the money. All your questions are so up to date. All your information is so educational. I think you do such a great job. Keep doing what you do.
Hi, Robbie. I got your message, and I know everyone just listened to it. Thank you so much for your kind words. I love getting these kind of messages from you guys. It is such a blessing to hear your thoughts, your ideas, your input. I do this for all of you that are listening that are really, truly just the intellects of, you know, the consumers that buy beauty products, skincare products, that want to know more. And I'm just so happy to hear from any of you and all of you. So thank you, Robbie. I loved your message. This is very, very sweet of you to send it. Thank you.